Thank you. Just like cuddling and falling asleep, but also not falling asleep. And that was the whole dream. It went on for a while. On the outside, a dog, a very big dog. It was so cute. And I cuddled with him too a lot. So basically, I was just cuddling the whole dream. And I think he had a little brother in the dream. And I think, yeah, man, there were many more things. Yes, my dream was so soft and cozy. And it still feels so soft and cozy now. Because, you know, when it just continues, the feeling. So nice. It was so nice. Like the state where you're like on this big white couch that was kind of, and it was super light in the room. And we were just cuddling and kind of sleeping, but also being awake. So nice. I love this feeling in the morning when you're really well rested, but also still so heavy from the dreaming and from the night. And then you just cuddle and you stretch kind of together, but also. Just always like I wrap my whole arms and legs around you, and then yeah, but yes, so strange with the dream. I love it, but it's really crazy. Maybe it was the same dream.
I'm still David Candy. The trick today will be to try to affect fate's great wheel and its sentence upon us. With the zodiac, chemical psychology, genetics, cultural inheritance, and Hegel's spirit of history, why even get out of bed? The extent of our collective enslavement to destiny has never been more apparent. Dear diary, first the compulsion is to drink coffee in the morning, then hunger for nourishment. The phone rings like a crying baby, leading us all on its leash. You cannot resist. The weather dictates our clothes, windy and rainy, again. The constellations telegraph their intentions for us, depending on our particular sign. Wear red today, mine says. The employer has a fealty for an allotted time each day. He's the boss, an absolute monarch. Time marches on, unaffected by clever manipulations of clocks and watches. A week ago, the time lady was paid off by some rich octogenarians. No effect. Dear diary, so today I took up smoking. Technology develops and is utilized religiously, inexorably, despite its uselessness and/or harmfulness. Art simply exposits these developments, a sort of business expo. Radio is predetermined, pointless. Film is awful, transfixing spectacle, a celluloid car crash. Dear diary, have you registered to vote? What occurs each day, called the news, is determined by the companies who broadcast. This cannot be changed. Question: if something happens and no one speaks about it, did it occur? Answer: no.
Thank you. walked into the Hall of Mirrors, where he discovered a reflection of himself. Even the greatest stars discover themselves in the looking glass. Even the greatest stars discover themselves in the looking glass. Sometimes he saw his real face, and sometimes a stranger at his place. Even the greatest stars find their face in the looking glass. Even the greatest stars find their face in the looking glass. He fell in love with the image of himself, and suddenly the picture was distorted. Even the greatest stars dislike themselves in the looking glass. Even the greatest stars dislike themselves in the looking glass. He made up the person he wanted to be and changed into a new personality. Even the greatest stars change themselves in the looking glass. Even the greatest stars change themselves in the looking glass. The artist is living in the mirror with the echoes of himself. Even the greatest stars live their lives in the looking glass. Even the greatest stars live their lives in the looking glass. Thank you. star. Fix their face in the looking glass. Even the greatest stars fix their face in the looking glass.
Adjatok 30 ezüstet.